This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Foreign policy has dominated President Bush's first term, and it threatens to overtake his second. But the administration is putting forward a series of domestic proposals that are also highly controversial. To counteract the Republican agenda, the Democrats have chosen former presidential candidate Howard Dean as their party chairman. Joining me now is NPR political analyst Cokie Roberts. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
Democrats who supported Howard Dean's bid for the party chairman argued that he's a great organizer with great fundraising skills. If that's the case, why are so many Democrats telling news organizations that they're not happy?
Well, because what Howard Dean can do is rev up the Democratic base, and that's not what the party needs right now. Democrats lost 97 of the 100 fastest growing counties in the United States in the last election. You look at a county by county map of this country in red and blue, and it's almost entirely red. And so what the Democrats need is to reach out to Republicans and independents in order to win elections. And Dean is not looking like the person who knows how to do that. He looks very blue state. He's Northeastern. He's secular at a time when Democrats are trying to find a voice for talking about values. And it's also the reason that Dean got the job tells you one of the problems that the Democrats have. The congressional leaders, people who actually have to get elected, weren't happy with the prospect, but the candidate that had their tacit support, Tim Romer, a former congressman from the red state of Indiana, a member of the September 11th commission, couldn't get to first base with the party activists because he's pro-life on abortion. And the party litmus test on that issue is making it very, very tough for Democrats to reach out.
Well, you talk about a litmus test on abortion, but you're not suggesting that the Democrats move away from their abortion rights stand.
No, but they've got to find a way to not be so rigid on it. And Senator Hillary Clinton from New York has started to make comments along those lines of trying to find common ground between pro-choice and pro-life groups. But that caused a tremendous upset in the pro-choice community. The idea that the Democrats have to fight every restriction, parental notification, objecting to late-term abortions, puts them as out of the mainstream as the Republican position that abortion should be outlawed puts the Republicans out of the mainstream. But what's happened in recent years is that Republicans have found a way to talk about the issue that sounds a lot more mainstream, objecting to what was called partial birth abortion and having the vote on that. And so that they're able to sort of put it to the side in their party and move on to a whole other set of policy initiatives.
Now, as both parties press their agendas, the federal budget is the first test. Does the president appear to have the clout of his party behind him as he has in recent years?
No. And I think part of what you're seeing is that his push on Social Security is making Republicans very jittery. The response last week of the Speaker of the House of Representatives, Dennis Hastert, on that issue was very important, saying, you know, don't shove this down our throats. This is going to take some time to get done. And, of course, the federal budget with the big deficits is always a problem, and particularly a problem with the conservative wing of the Republican Party.
Cokie, thanks very much.
Mm-hmm.
NPR political analyst Cokie Roberts.